Well, just for sitting thinking about the whole thing, and it's over a month now since we had any type of meetings, you know, to do with our council business. And I'm just very concerned on a few issues. The first one is probably that we'll end up having a massive backlog of meetings, because we have a number of statutory meetings, both on internal committees within the council and on external boards that people sit on that are members of Donegal County Council. And I'm a member of the ETB myself, and we've already had online meetings. They used Hangout to have those meetings, and I thought they worked very, very well. So I would like to see the council getting back to having our meetings again, both at plenary meeting in Lifford and also at municipal level and you know, Milford and Letterkenny, to get on with our business, because I think at this time people are looking towards, you know, the public representatives for a lot of leadership, and I think there'll be a lot of serious issues that we'll have to deal with going forward.
But as far as I understand, there are some roadblocks in the way of this to happen. We understand that there are question marks over the legality of full council meetings or indeed municipal district meetings taking place online via the likes of Zoom and so on.
I just read that in the paper last night myself in the Tucumán Tribune, and I had sent a note to the mayor of the Letterkenny Municipal Area, Councillor John O'Donnell, and to Councillor Nicholas Crossan, who's the chair of Donegal County Council. I'd like to thank them both for coming back to me promptly on it on Monday. And they both said that there was a meeting of the CPG, the Corporate Policy Group of Donegal County Council, today, happening online at lunchtime and then 12 o'clock. And that they would bring this issue up at it. So I'll just wait and see, you know, how they come back to me. I do understand that the public has to be able to access council meetings and municipal meetings, and also, you know, the press have to have access to them. So we'll just wait and see. I suppose it's something that we haven't done before. And if it's possible, I think it'll be a great help to get the meetings up and running again. So we'll just await the outcome of that meeting today.
Are you concerned with such a big focus on COVID that other issues are going unaddressed in the county?
I suppose at the moment the big concern is to get through COVID, and I wouldn't underestimate where we're at with it and the problems that it has created. But there probably is a raft of other stuff, you know, that we need to be looking at. The inability maybe of a lot of people to pay their rates because, you know, their businesses are not up and running. What effect is that going to have on the, you know, the rollout of the services that we can provide at Donegal County Council? Is the government going to compensate us to try and help us to provide our services, or we're going to have to revisit our budgets again? There's a whole lot of questions out there, and really that's the things that we need to tackle in the short term and then the medium term.